A post by the financial news blog 24/7 Wall Street lists Muncie among what it calls America's poorest cities. The article bases its conclusions on 2013 median household incomes as tracked by the U.S. Census Bureau. That year, the average U.S. household was making nearly $52,000. For Muncie households, median income was about $36,400. Muncie Mayor Dennis Tyler says one figure shouldn't define a community.
I don't believe that Muncie is one of the poorest cities. If you look at Muncie today compared to what it was 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago, we've made tremendous gains.
The article quotes Muncie's 2013 unemployment rate as 8.7%. Tyler says last month the city's rate sat at only 6.3%.
That 2.4% improvement in unemployment is probably well over 1,000 new jobs, and many of them are in manufacturing and higher tech. Some are in retail and that, but you know, we need both to be successful.
Any mayor would defend a city's reputation in the local and national press. But since the 2013 numbers were collected, Tyler points out that Muncie has attracted more than $100 million in new development and has pledged more to improve infrastructure, like the nearly $1 million slated for pouring new sidewalks.
In 2012, there was a lot of people that we were reaching out to that weren't interested in Muncie. Dick's Sporting Goods is one. But here they are today, they're open. And I think a lot of people were wanting to wait and see, is Muncie really going to invest in itself? Is Muncie finally going to step up to the plate and really begin to invest in its own future? And we chose to do that.
The mayor does say Muncie is not so good at promoting itself, especially its low cost of living. While Muncie residents make 30% less in median household income than the average, national indexes say the city's cost of living is also less than the average, 23% less. All but 3 of the 10 metropolitan areas listed in the Poorest Cities article have fewer than 200,000 residents. Tyler says even if Muncie isn't listed as a rich community, the small town feel is an asset.
Per capita, we probably have more volunteers than any darn city in the state of Indiana our size. And they give and they give and they give and they help their neighbors and they help each other. You're always going to get the naysayers that are going to say this and they're going to say that. They're going to complain about construction because they may have to drive out of their normal cycle going to and from work by 2 or 3 blocks. But Muncie's a good community and we should be very proud of it.
In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.